Alt NPR.
Welcome, listeners, to another edition of What Would Rob Do?, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum, and with me, of course, Rob Sachs.
Hey, David.
Hey, Rob. All right, what's the topic?
All right, today's topic is how to make a witty comeback, or retort, as some call it.
Actually, I wanted to bring this up with you because it was like last year, I had these new pants, and I thought they made me look like a rock star. They're really tight. I looked really insect-like. And I was walking down the hall, and one of my colleagues goes, steal those off a dead man? And I, all I could say was, yeah. Like, I didn't.
Yeah. Getting insulted about your clothing is very common, and there's a couple ways to go here. The easiest being hit them back with a family insult. Say, hey, your mama gave me those pants. This is just that you have some type of relationship with their mother, and it kind of puts into question how their whole family structure works. It's always a good comeback. The other thing you could do, subtly threaten violence with them, maybe. Say, oh, you mean these pants? Oh, that's a hand-me-down from my nunchucks instructor, Chuck Norris. Maybe you've heard of him, you know?
All right, so what about when someone says, you know, go fly a kite? What about that cat? I feel like that's a whole category of insult.
Right. There's this whole go do this, go shove off, basically. And I've developed a kind of little play on words to help you out here. Now, David, do you like to play word games?
No, but go ahead.
All right, well, this is a really easy word game. All you have to do is make a two-word sentence using the verb they gave you and then adding on the word this. So let's try it out.
Okay.
Go fly a kite.
They give you this?
No.
I told you.
You're not good at it, but that's okay. What you want to say is fly this or fly this. You know, just try to work on that inflection. Fly this.
Give me again.
All right, here we go. Go fly a kite.
Fly this?
All right, very good. You're getting it. Let's try some more. Why don't you go eat some broccoli, you loser?
Eat this.
Great. Now, okay, let's do a rapid fire
round. Do I have to actually have something I'm holding?
You can shake your finger. When you shake your finger, that really hits it home. You ready for rapid fire?
Yep.
Go bathe the hippo.
Bathe this.
Go chafe your elbows.
Chafe this.
Go punch yourself in the face.
Punch this.
Whoa, watch out there. I threw that last one in. That's a trick because now you're inciting violence. So what you want to do, if someone says punch or hit or smack, you want to just change this to that. So it'd be punch that.
Hey, can I ask you, my wife sometimes calls me a stick in the mud because I am sometimes, but I wish I had a good response to that. I can't think that stick this really works.
Stick this wouldn't work. Now,
I got this stick from your mother.
Right, you could go with the mom, you go stick this. Sometimes if you're hit with an insult, you don't know what to do, the stick this doesn't work, insulting their mom doesn't work, you can just go to the old standby of shut up. Or do little variations like shut up, or shut up, or shut your face. All these work. It's kind of a stun gun type of mechanism. Shut your face! They're like, what?
It's like a taser.
Taser, shut your face!
All right, that wraps it up. Another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Alt NPR.